Cats podcast. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome to the Community Cats podcast. I am your host, Stacey LeBaron. I have been involved helping homeless cats for over 20 years with the Merrimack River Feline Rescue Society. The goal of this podcast is to expose you to amazing people who are improving the lives of cats. I hope these interviews will help you learn how you can turn your passion for cats into action. Today, we are speaking with Steve Smith of Pet Relief. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hi, Stacey. Thank you very much for including us.
So can you tell me a little bit about yourself and about Pet Relief and what it's all about?
Sure. So first of all, my name, as you said, Steve Smith. I'm with Pet Relief, and we started this journey to begin this company. It's been 4 or 5 years since we really started the research and the digging and finding scientific studies to see if there was any truth to the medical side of the marijuana, of the medical marijuana phrase that's been out there for a while now, and then actually moved to Colorado to start this company. And that was the beginning of the journey with Pet Relief. And in a fairly short amount of time, being actually out in the public arena, we've, pretty much established ourselves as the by far the number one company providing hemp-infused, CBD-infused pet products. And then, so we have products for both dogs and cats. I think the reason we have gotten the trust is because, you know, we follow the science first and foremost, and then we make sure that we never, ever, ever cut any corners. And fortunately, in the pet world, since we all love animals, oftentimes we treat them better than our children. That has worked in our favor because people appreciate the fact that you went not just the extra mile, but the extra 500 miles to do things the right way. So, yeah, that's kind of the quick beginning intro for you of how we started this journey.
And it looks like you personally experienced sort of the need for medical marijuana for your pets with your dog, Maddie, and your cat named Shadow. Is that true?
That's absolutely right. And that's actually how the journey began, was our cat Shadow, which she's a completely black cat, hence the name Shadow. Our child named her Shadow, and she's just amazing personality. She started having some bladder issues, some kidney issues. You know, we were using some really good cranberry tinctures, some of that, and that did have some benefits. And we didn't know anything about the marijuana, the CBD, cannabis side of the equation yet for animals. Then Maddie, our collie mix, our dog, she got older, started having some arthritic conditions, and we were living in Florida at the time. She used to go run or walk with me 2-3 miles every day on the beach, and it got to the point where she couldn't even go 200 yards, and she would be literally, could see, just suffering the rest of the day, and it just got progressively worse, as it does. You know, we all age as animals, but it was absolutely heart-wrenching. And unfortunately, the only things on offer in Florida were the traditional Western medicines, which when we researched had horrible side effects to go with them and didn't really treat the actual condition. They just kind of covered up or masked her symptoms. And so we literally went through a pretty hard struggle watching her suffer. And then, you know, we had to break down and use some of those Western meds, but it was heartbreaking. And we just, my business partner, Lena, and I at that point said, look, there's got to be a better way to do this stuff. There's no reason that animals should have to suffer through this. There's got to be some natural ways for our loved ones, just like we have some of these options as humans. So that's kind of the beginning. And we started, you know, we saw reading the science that there was definitely science to back up the what people were saying. So it was not just anecdotal. And that's why we moved to Colorado, actually, was to start the company and find people that were, you know, basically smarter than us in the various areas that we needed to find smarter people so that we could do these things the right way. And, we've been very happy. Unfortunately, we did not have these products available for Maddie. We do have them for Shadow. Shadow's doing amazingly well for an older cat. She's still bouncing around, you know, chasing shadows, and Shadow still chases shadows and still a very vibrant young girl there. So we've been very happy that we're able to, that we've been able to really help make some positive changes in so many people's lives.
So I was taking a look. I'm just so excited about this topic, and I really took a sort of deep dive into your website here, right, and sort of looking about the products that you offer. So in a like 101 type setting, it looks like there's like an oil. Is there an oil that you apply to the fur? Like talking about cats specifically, to the fur of the cats, is that how it works?
Okay, so the oil, the Hemp Oil 100, that is the oil that's for dogs and cats. So either one of our oils is safe for cats, but the stronger potency is, it's more CBD than a cat will need. So the cat will just urinate the excess CBD out and won't be able to utilize it. So the 100 milligram, that's perfect for cats, and that's the one we did. We've done a year of testing minimum on all of our products. So to get directly to your question, is for the oil, that is intended mainly to be an ingestible. So that one's going to be offered to the cat as a feeding supplement.
Oh, okay.
You want to get that into the GI tract. And that also, again, follows the science. To receive the maximum benefits of what the hemp plant can provide medically or health, to provide that health benefit, you have to get it out into the GI tract because it's absorbed into the fats. If you can, the only superior way to get it into the any animal, you, me, a dog, a cat, is to inject it through an IV. So the GI tract is the second best administration method. So that oil is meant to be offered as an ingestible. We are coming out with a topical. The topical is going to be to the first week of February, whatever that is, 2-3 weeks out. So that will be out and it will be available. And I think when you see the ingredient panel on that for cats with some skin issues, particularly for community cats, you know, that are exposed to so many more insects and potential irritants that are going to bother their skin, that topical is going to be amazing for our community cats.
Excellent, excellent. And then I also see something called Edibits too.
Okay, right. So our Edibits for cats, we've been working on those, wow, for almost 2 years now. We finally, less than a year ago, we finally broke down and had to start including meat in the Edibits because palatability tests, we never even made it to 20% on anything that was completely vegetarian. As we know, cats are wonderful carnivores, so we had to wave the white flag and say, okay, we found a truly free-range organic chicken broth, and we've got a dolphin-safe tuna, so we've had to incorporate some meat into those Edibits. So those will be coming out by the summertime, so those will be more of a treat that you can offer to a cat that'll have some CBD in there, particularly for some of the cats that don't let you put that oil into their mouth, for example, to get the CBD down into their system.
So you know, we're talking about community cats. Before we started the interview, we talked about challenges of some of our community cats as they get older. We have to retire them, bring them into our homes for a year or two. They've been, you know, in their in cases in new bird work where we were dealing with several hundred cats, and as the colony whittled down to about a final 15 or so, we decided to retire them, bring them into many of our feeders' homes, you know, adopted them. So they sort of became hospice kitties, as we all have with our older cats. And I offer quite a few cats. I used to always take in a lot of cats that were surrendered to shelter that were, you know, 10 years of age and older. And one of the cats I had, it had a lot of arthritic issues and that kind of thing. I would think this product would be very situations, especially community cats coming in and taken away from their home of 15 years or so, entering into a very stressful situation. I would think this product would be really fantastic to use.
And you're absolutely right. That's actually a very appropriate time when adding a really top quality CBD oil is completely appropriate, because that's a scary time. That's what we call here at Pet Relief a situational anxiety as opposed to a behavioral or an instinctual anxiety, okay? So a CBD oil will help with situational anxieties such as what you just described, Stacey. So been a community cat, now is being more confined in her mind. She's now, wait a minute, now I'm stuck in this house all the time. What's going on? I'm scared to death. What's going on? I'm older, so now I'm even more scared. CBD is going to help in that situation. Now, it's not a magic wand, so it's not, you know, the magic snake oil do-all for everything. So it's not 100%. It should absolutely reduce that anxiety to either some limited degree all the way up to a almost complete elimination of that anxiety event. Some of it is animal specific. If she's been subjected in kind of trauma as she's been a community cat, that's going to be a harder adaptation, as all of you know, when you bring her into the home. The CBD, again, is going to help her feel better. It's going to help calm those anxiety signals in the brain. So it's going to help that transition be a little bit smoother. And then she's also going to just feel better. Because when CBD comes in and activates the endocannabinoid system, you're literally providing a turbo boost to the immune system. So she's going to feel healthier, which means she feels better as a cat, which means her attitude is a little bit happier. So that transition becomes even then a little bit easier because of that benefit from including the CBD oil. So that's a wonderful benefit. Side note there really quick for you, Stacey. So that's why one of the charities that we've been pretty active with is called Freedom Service Dogs here in Denver. And they provide the 5-star level of service dogs. I mean, the human companions that are chosen for these animals are anything from a fully paraplegic person to a completely non-verbal, non-communicative, autistic child that was in their last graduating class, Army or Marine vets that have the most severe forms of PTSD, those level of service animals. We provide oils to them during their training, and then when the dogs go into the homes, we also give it to the new human companions to keep those animals happy and calm and alert and able to work. Yeah, perfect time to recommend.
Finally, there is an alternative to flea and tick treatments that doesn't involve topical treatments, popping pills, and smelly collars. Best of all, this option lasts for up to 2 years. Cat and Dogs is a revolutionary biotech flea and tick repellent that keeps your pets free of parasites without the need for potentially harmful pesticides or other chemical, powder, or oral treatments, which can cause pet and human sickness or discomfort. Cat and Dogs is a unique electromagnetically charged disc that is simply attached to your pet's collar and generates a bioresonant field that repels not only fleas and ticks, but all flying parasites. It is completely safe, non-toxic, and has no side effects. It's eco-friendly and economic. The cost is just under $65 per tag. Remember, this lasts 2 years. For more information, check out catanddogs.us. That's CATANDOGS. .us and get your Cat and Dogs tag today. Are you swamped with miscellaneous papers and notebooks with details about the cats in your colonies? It's hard to keep track of all the details. Do you get a headache whenever your TNR coordinator asks you for paperwork that they need for their program? CatStats is the ultimate TNR program management tool that will reduce your stress. Set up your own online cat colony database and track colonies and caretakers in your service area. Mapping and automated requests for help are also featured. Designed by neighborhood cats, CatStats is available at no cost to animal welfare organizations. CatStats has an easy-to-use interface, and all of the information is protected and private. We want to help you spend less time on paperwork and more time helping cats. Check out this free tool at catstats.org, CATSTATS.org, brought to you by Neighborhood Cats.
I am not a veterinarian. I don't believe you're a veterinarian. Do you have a sense of what the thoughts from the veterinary community is with regards to this?
So we've got quite a few veterinarians that are actively stocking, and then even a lot more that are actively recommending our products because they've had, most of the time, it's word of mouth. They're either having a client that comes in and they see firsthand a dog that was limping or a cat that had severe issues that all of a sudden, wow, what just happened here? I have a new animal that just walked into my office today. So there's no denying what they're seeing with their own two eyes. So that said, we've got a really good number of veterinarians. Veterinarians seem to be more open to, let's call it holistic types of treatments for animals than human doctors are for humans. So we've got, like I said, a lot of veterinarians included in our partnerships. And then we've got some that no matter what the science tells them and no matter what they saw the change in that dog between last week and this week, they refuse to believe it because it didn't come in a pill from Big Pharma. There's no way it can work. And that's unfortunate because at the end of the day, it's the animals that are suffering if somebody has that closed-minded attitude about it. So,
right.
You know, we keep an open mind. Some people are just, you can't please all the people all the time, as they say.
And this product is available throughout the whole country?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, it sure is, Stacey. So we've got retail partners. We're in almost 600 stores now around the country. We're in multiple countries overseas. Even in the places where we might not have a retail partner, people can still order from us off the internet. Now, we always send people to our brick-and-mortar retail partners. We don't believe in the competing on Amazon or any of that stuff. So, but it is legal. It's available in all 50 states, and hopefully it stays that way.
Wow. This is just fantastic information. I know in the early days that I was involved with sheltering, and we were starting to get involved with having a cageless shelter. So that's a lot of loose cats.
Right.
In the same space and a lot of stress. In the olden days, I guess I would say, 15, 18 years ago, we would use Bach flower essences. I don't know if you're familiar with flower essences at all, but we would
essential oils and things like that. And yes. Yep, absolutely. Big believer in stuff like that.
So, but then I'm thinking that there may be some applications for this too, in those kinds of environments. As you're saying, this is, sort of an anxiety reliever, and comfort too. There may be some shelter. And obviously when you're trapping community cats, if you're going into a colony, oftentimes about half the cats that are there are friendly cats. So there's a lot of stress and anxiety there. Then there's those sort of the older age issues. There's also the hit by car, the broken leg issues.
Right.
We have a lot of cats with dental issues, FIV positive cats with a lot of dental pain. And then we've got feline leukemia positive cats, so very, immune compromised cats. And it just seems like this kind of covers all of those categories.
Yeah, pain management is actually the number one area of success for us and from what they're seeing in the laboratory clinical setting as well. The National Academy of Sciences recently came out with they compiled a big panel, and it was commissioned by all the major federal agencies, FDA, any of the federal agencies that have anything to do with the medical community, all supported or opined onto this group. So they came out and they said pain management, it is clinically significant evidence to show that the CBD does give pain management. So there is no more question in the scientific community of whether CBD does provide pain management. So you're talking about the cats that might have had a bad neighbor, or they got in a fight with the cat, or they got hit by a car, God forbid. Those are absolutely appropriate times to offer the CBD. The transition to coming into a home, helping with that situational anxiety, also a wonderful time. If it's a behavioral or an instinctual, where it's just, an instinctual anxiety or a fear anxiety because they've had a horrible experience interacting with humans at some point, so they're scared to death of now being trapped in a home with a human, that's a tough one. CBD, again, is not a magic wand. It might not be the best solution for that type of an issue. That's where you're going to have to bring in all of your guys' expertise and tools. You might need a trainer, slow transitions. You guys are much more up to speed on the right methods to accommodate those type of situations.
Right. So we can't take it all the way through and say, oh, this is going to be the best thing for everything. My next question would be, okay, litter box issues.
We've had, I'm going to be honest with you, we've had quite a few domestic cat people that have, hey, my cat started to pee everywhere, and I'm going to be honest, it has not been a big area of success, because I think that's more of a, it's not a situational, it's more of a behavioral anxiety for some reason, or they're starting to get some dementia. I don't know the answer in every single situation, but that's not a big area of success, to be flat out honest.
So looking forward, the amount of work you have done since, what, 2011 is when you sort of started or had the idea for this, to bringing it to where it is now. It's quite impressive and amazing. What do you see forming over the next 3 to 5 years for pet relief?
Well, our goal is to stay completely focused on the task at hand, and that is staying true to our core principles, which is stay in the position of being the most trusted CBD pet company. And the number one reason I think that we are trusted to the level that we are is we are the only company in the pet industry that starts at the farms themselves. So we have 3 farms in Europe and the European Union that we have long-term contracts with that we source all the hemp from. We're not buying bulk oil or having somebody else private label off the internet. We don't buy from middlemen. We control the entire process. So we know the quality of the product, and it will always be that way. And so over the next few years, I mean, we know that barring any federal government interruptions, the growth in the CBD end of the market is going to be, should be pretty substantial, because more and more and more people are realizing that the conditions that hemp and CBD do have benefits for, it is amazing. And more people are now becoming open to it. The heebie-jeebies about it, oh, it's going to get my cat stoned. You know, we can explain those now to people, and people will actually listen instead of just going, oh, you're some, you know, 1960s hippie trying to get my cat stoned. So, you know, we expect to see continued growth, but, you know, we're going to do it the right way. We're never going to cut corners. And as more competitors come in and cut this corner and cut that corner, it will make, in our opinion, our existing partners even more happy that they're doing business with us. So that's kind of the goal, you know, and to keep it fun. And, you know, we kind of have a fun group of people that work with us here, and we're all animal lovers. And yeah, it's a really fun thing to come to work and get the phone calls and the testimonials. We have people calling and literally crying on the phone, thanking us for what it's done for their loved one. And that's what makes you okay with putting in the hours.
One thing that we also chatted about a bit before we started taping was passion. You use the word passion and how passionate, you know, everybody is about their animals. And I have mentioned this too. I've gone to various conferences that aren't animal related versus animal related conferences. And the energy is so different amongst animal lovers and cat lovers. And sounds like you and your team are just bringing that passion into work every day.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. And then, you know, I'll give you a quick story on that. On that note, I was in Georgia last week on business, and there's a two-store partner of ours that's in a suburb north of Atlanta called the Good Dog Shop. So you'd think, oh, they're Dog Central. You go in, and they've got more percentage of cat products than probably any of our retail partners. They're really big on community cats and helping even feral cats. So you go in their newest store. I go in, and there's 4 or 5 cats running around the store. I'm like, oh, the guard cats are here. The owner of the store, she adopted all of them, found, she was going down the street, heard cats crying, heard some kittens. Anyway, long story short, adopted all of the cats, got them socialized enough where they can be around people and function in kind of more of a normal domestic type of a situation. And again, passionate. She was absolutely passionate about what she was doing to help these cats. And I'm like, you know, you are an amazing person, because, you know, it takes a lot of effort. It really does, and a lot of love, and that's what brings out that passion.
That's a great story. Steve, if people are interested in finding out more about Pet Relief or reaching out to you and your team, how would they do that?
Yeah, they can go on the website, you know, petrelief.com, and then if anybody's ever got questions, they can reach out to us on the socials, or they can send an email to info@petrelief.com, and through that they can say, I have a question for Steve directly. And we, you know, we pride ourselves on getting back to people as soon as possible and, you know, answering honestly. And again, just like we said earlier, if it's a situation where there's no science or no experience to back up an answer, we will tell people that. And we really really pride ourselves on helping as many people as we can, because there's a lot of questions surrounding this and a lot of misinformation out there. So anytime they can contact us. Yeah, absolutely.
And is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Well, I just want to say thank you to everyone in this community, because your group and what you are doing for the world, I mean, what a positive thing. And you're not just doing it in words, you're doing it in action. So thank you for what you're doing.
Steve, I want to thank you so much for agreeing to be a guest on my show, and I hope we'll have you on in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much, Stacey. It was my pleasure.
Thank you for listening to a Community Cats podcast. I would really appreciate it if you would go to iTunes and leave a review of the show. It will help spread the word to help more community cats.